Hi, this is Nathan from Cold War Kids.
Nathan, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. What's it like for you guys going through this whole quarantine? It's a weird world, huh?
It is a weird world, yeah. I mean, I'm in Los Angeles. We've been, I started doing these like acoustic performances on Cold War Kids Instagram Live, just doing all these deep cuts, like songs that we don't normally do live, like acoustic versions. And that's kept me sort of connected and sort of distracted. That's been really good. And it's nice, you know, to actually just connect with people through that and, you know, get requests or hear what's going on a little bit. But yeah, it's very strange time.
You guys are headlining Middle Waves coming up in June, and everybody's excited about that. And we're just so far so good. It's still on, and hopefully that will happen. We will see.
I hope so, man. I mean, if we can get past this and just kind of everybody staying in and, a couple weeks of some craziness, we'll see.
Yeah. I know you guys, although you like being in the studio and doing stuff, I know you really prefer the writing process and really taking the time to create that great song lyrically and everything else. Is a time like this, does it bring out the creative juices to write new songs?
Yeah. I mean, actually, we've been able to be really busy in this time. Like So New Age Norms 1 came out in October. New Age Norms 2, we finished literally like the days leading up to quarantine. And so now, you know, it's kind of lucky that there's things like getting mixes of songs and getting it mastered and starting artwork, all that stuff we can actually do from being quarantined. And so it is kind of cool being able to conceptualize a record and the art and the sort of, you know, every campaign around it in this season where, yeah, you know, there's nothing else that we can do.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of New Age Norms and New Age Norms 2, the latest single, Who's Gonna Love Me Now? Man, that's a banger. That's a great tune. How'd that come about, that song?
So that was the first single from this New Age Norms 2, from these sessions that we, you know, we definitely did like whole band in the room style recording for this record. And that one just felt super immediate, and we literally like finished it in a day and just mixed it right away. And we had like an experience that I've never seen before, where like we had somebody at management play it for a radio station in LA that basically said like, send us that right now and we'll play it right away.
Yeah. You know?
And we were like,
yeah,
okay, great. That just was like,
right,
we're off and running in this way that felt like just kind of like, yeah, okay, here you go. The days of like a long lead preparing and trying to sell people on an idea of a song and radio and this and that, and it kind of felt very much like a modern sort of simple way that I feel like Cold War Kids has always been an approach that is very like, hey, if you like this song, play it. You know, if not, no big deal. There will be another one coming soon. And so it's like, yeah, it's like a fun time.
I got to tell you, that song, not only do we play it a lot on Alt, but at home, man, I am playing that song all the time and loud.
That's great.
I love it. Hey,
that's great. I mean, it definitely takes on a different meaning during this time, too. Like, we're talking about, we're doing a video, actually, that's very sort of quarantine-y. But yeah, you know, it's kind of about the idea. It's a very, like, the grass is always greener song. Somebody who's in a relationship who's going like, oh, man, I wonder, like, glorifying what it's like to sort of be single and free and then actually getting it and everything falling apart.
Yeah.
So I think that there is a resonant meaning right now of sort of, you know, taking your freedoms for granted and then the spiral that comes with that.
We can't wait to see you guys coming up in June at Middle Waves. Hopefully that will still go on. We will see. But we're all going to go and check you out on Instagram and see what you guys have coming up next when it comes to the kind of stripped down performances and stuff.
Please do. Please do. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
You got it. Nathan, Cold War Kids, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Okay, you too.